Chapter 9. I didn't know how much control Valerie had over her transformed body, so maybe there was a chance I could talk her down before she went completely mad with rage. "Val?" I asked the creature before me as I held out my hands. "It's me, Carter. It's okay, you don't have to be afraid." The were-turtle's eyes narrowed as she cocked her head to the left, and for half a second I thought maybe I was getting through to her.
Carter.
It sounded like Val, only a bit distorted and deep, like she was talking through a voice changer. "That's right," I nodded as I took a step closer. "Carter Hatfield, you know, your friend? The one you and Leah and Becca all hang out with?"
"Leah and Becca,"
she said, as she turned her head the other direction.
"Friends?"
"Yes," I smiled. "See? I knew you were still in there. I'm your friend, Val. Just try to think of happy thoughts, and maybe we can get you back into your human form." I took another step forward, but that was apparently too close for the were-turtle. She let out a garbled snarl as she jumped back, and then she lashed out at me with her right arm. Her leathery palm slammed into my right side like a club, and there was a wet crack as it struck me and tossed me across the shower room. I grunted in agony as I tumbled across the wet tile and then rolled to a violent stop against the far wall of the showers. But I instantly sprang back to my feet and prepared to defend myself from whatever this creature planned next.
"No friends,"
the were-turtle snarled. "Come on, Val," I whispered to myself as I watched her lumber forward. The were-turtle was massive, which meant she only moved at the speed of a golf cart. Still, I'd already taken one hit from her, and it hurt like a bitch. I didn't even want to think about what would happen if she got her powerful jaws around me. I didn't want to antagonize Val anymore, but it was now apparent she wasn't listening to reason, so if I wanted to even stand a chance of surviving this battle, I needed to transform. I summoned black magic around my body, and instantly felt the muscles inside my body start to expand and elongate. My limbs stretched out as the hair on my flesh grew thicker and more dense, and my face and ears began to grow into their werepanther form. My hands and feet widened into large panther paws, and my canines sharpened into deadly piercing teeth. The transformation finished just in time, when Val was only about 20 feet away from me and ready to strike again. This time, when the were-turtle took a swing, I was able to jump out of the way with little effort. I sprang to the left, pressed all four paws up against the wall, and then springboarded over Val with a backflip. I heard her giant claws slam into the ground where I had just stood, and the sound of shattering tiles echoed through the shower room. I spun around as she turned to attack me again, but I was able to duck down and avoid her blow, at least her first blow. But then Val raised her left foot and slammed it into my chest, and a wave of pain shot through my entire torso. My body was launched backward as pain throbbed through my chest, and I skidded across the cold floor to a stop about 50 feet away. Fuck! It felt like I'd just gotten hit by a goddamn freight train! I hopped back to my feet as the were-turtle charged at me, this time on all fours. She was able to move a bit faster this way, and I only had a few seconds to make my move. I'd seen plenty of movies and nature documentaries before, so I figured that maybe if I could get her on her back, she wouldn't be able to get at me and would thus be rendered harmless. I had to try, because there was no way I was going to be able to keep taking hits like this. I crouched down and sprang forward in a semi-somersault, and as I passed over Val's back, I tossed down my claws, grabbed her around the shell, and heaved her as hard as I could to try and get her off her feet. Instead, I felt my momentum halt in a flash, and I came crashing down right on top of her shell. Ha! Fucking hell! Trying to pick up a were-turtle was like trying to pick up a frickin' tank, so I just flipped around on Val's back and held on for dear life. She made a gurgled hissing noise as she began to shake her body back and forth, but I had my claws dug into her shell and I wasn't going anywhere. Suddenly, the were-turtle stopped in her tracks, and I felt us lower down a few inches. Then there was the sound of splintering tile beneath Val's feet, and we both shot up into the air. She was trying to smash me against the ceiling. Fuck, 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 fuck! I huffed to myself as I sheathed my claws and rolled off her body. I flipped over onto my feet as I plummeted back to the ground, and then I heard a colossal crash on the ceiling above. I looked up to see Val had made a giant crater in the ceiling, and the spider-webbing cracks were now moving out across the tiles as little chunks broke free and fell downward. Valerie's body broke free in an instant, and the giant monster slammed into the ground with enough force to knock me flat on my ass.
Were-panther?
She snarled as she got down on all fours and began to lumber forward menacingly. I'm not going to hurt you, Valerie! I said and held my hands out. I don't care what that bastard did to you or why you think you have to hurt me. I'm your friend, remember?
No friends,
Val hissed.
Only enemies.
Valerie charged forward, so I quickly rolled away just as her deadly jaws snapped shut where I had just been standing. However, that must have been what she'd wanted me to do, because she instantly jumped up into the air and cut me off. The were-turtle slammed her arms into my chest and pinned me down against the ground hard. Pain shot through my body as the tiles under me shattered, and I was pushed deep into the floor. My arms were still free, so I could have easily struck back, but I didn't want to hurt Val. But I was now staring face to face with the were-turtle, as she opened up her jaws and prepared to literally take my head off, so I had to do something, or I was a goner. "Sorry, Val," I apologized, as I tossed my front paws up and placed them inside her mouth, one on her upper jaw and the other on her lower. I gritted my teeth as I pushed them in opposite directions, all while Valerie tried to snap them shut. It felt like I was trying to push back against a fucking hydraulic press, and even with my enhanced strength, my muscles burned with pain as I tried to keep Val from delivering the killing blow. Val's deep, gurgled snarl echoed through the room as she tried to overpower me, and I didn't know how much longer I was going to be able to hold her back. Her body was built like it was made out of titanium, and apparently she had the strength of a dinosaur in her reptilian bones. I could feel her hot breath against me as she leaned in closer and closer, and I feared I was going to have to do something drastic if I wanted to get out of here. So I brought up my back paws, unsheathed their claws, and started to kick at Valerie's underbelly. It was a move I'd seen my childhood pet cat do a million times before, so I figured it was the only appropriate defense in this situation. Val let out a gasp as my claws scratched across her stomach, but I didn't seem to be doing much damage. The claws seemed to only cut her skin superficially, and I didn't even feel any blood against my feet as I scratched her. Son of a bitch! These monsters really were built like tungsten tanks! The were-turtle had me pinned down with all her body weight, and there was no way I was going to slip out from her grasp. To make things even worse, it was only a matter of time before my muscles gave out, and she snapped my skull in two like it was made of dry tinder. Then a thought came into my head, though I realized pretty instantly that it was a huge risk. If I could change myself back into my smaller human form, it might be enough to give me a few inches of breathing room to roll away to safety. Of course, I was weaker in my human state, and I'd only have a split second to make my move. There was a pretty big chance that something could go very, very wrong, and I would end up as nothing more than a bloody smear on the teal-blue tiles. But at this point, it was pick my poison. I either took my chance with transforming, or I kept trying to hold her jaws back until I got tired out. There was no choice. I had to go with the option that actually gave me a shot at survival. I took a deep breath as I continued to hold Val's mouth away from my face, and then I surrounded my body with black magic. I felt the bones and muscles all throughout my figure start to shift, shrink, and collapse. Then my shrinking body pulled away from Val's hands, and I knew I had to make my move now. I twisted the lower half of my body to the left and tucked up into a ball as I rolled away from the were-turtle. I heard her body slam into the tile floor with a loud crash as I flipped up to my feet, but I was clear of the blow. Somehow I had made it out alive.
Tricky.
The were-turtle garbled as she narrowed her eyes at me. Come on, Val, I said, as I surrounded my body with the dark magic again and transformed back into my were-panther form. I don't want to do this, and I know you don't either. Let's just talk about this.
Val.
The were-turtle's eyes suddenly grew wide as saucers, and her mouth fell agape.
Val.
Valerie, I nodded. That's your name. I know you're still in there, and I know you can still take control.
Valerie.
Then the were-turtle snorted.
No!
Her voice grew angry as she stomped her left foot into the ground with a spray of tile, shook her head violently, and snarled. Valerie was definitely still in there, but it appeared the primal urges of her were-turtle side were currently in control. If I could somehow find a way to coax her true self out of this hard, leathery shell, I might just be able to end this fight without resorting to bloodshed. Plus, it meant I would take way less of a beating, which was always a good thing.
Holy shit.
I suddenly heard Ada's voice from behind me. I whipped around to see the succubus, Janine, Naomi, and Leah all standing there with their mouths agape and their eyes frozen wide in shock. Naomi was the first to respond, though, and her face quickly fell into a stern scowl as she summoned silver magic into her hands. Then the witch took a few hasty steps forward before she clapped her hands together and sent a giant blast of her magic directly at the were-turtle.
Wait!
I tried, but it was too late.
Time to go for a ride.
Naomi snarked as the beam hit the creature. However, nothing happened. The silver magic simply struck Val in the back and then disappeared into a light gray mist, almost as if it were water being evaporated by a white-hot piece of metal.
Doesn't that usually work?
Leah asked.
I don't know what's happening.
Naomi gasped as she increased the intensity of her spell to no avail whatsoever. Val let out a gurgled hiss as she turned to face our friends, and then she began to lumber toward them.
Looks like we're gonna have to do this the fun way.
Ada smiled as she floated up into the air and held her claws out in front of her.
Who wants some turtle soup?
That sounds fucking gross.
Naomi grumbled as she finally released her spell.
Count me out.
Don't kill it, I ordered. It's Val!
That's Val?
Leah sputtered.
That creature she hit with her car must have turned her.
Janine gasped.
Just as we thought.
Fine.
Ada said with a roll of her eyes.
We won't hurt her, but I have no idea how.
Val jumped at Ada and took a snap at the succubus with her deadly jaws, but Ada was just able to get out of her reach. The succubus let out a
Pyah!
As she twirled around and kicked the were-turtle in the side of the head, but then Ada's green eyes went wide as she yelled in pain. Naomi, Janine, and Leah all scattered in different directions as Val came crashing back down to the ground with a thud that shook the whole room. But the were-turtle instantly whipped around to the right, got down on all fours, and charged toward the fleeing Janine.
Shit!
The redhead wailed. The poor changeling didn't have any enhanced abilities other than her luck magic, so Val gained on her pretty quickly. Thankfully, I was there to save the day. I took a running jump toward Valerie, and I hauled back my right hand and made a fist with my paw. When I reached the were-turtle, I punched her square in the jaw, and she let out a growl as her head whipped in the opposite direction. White-hot pain shot through my wrist and fingers from the force of the blow against Val's rock-hard skin, but it did the trick. The were-turtle's body stumbled a few steps to the left as she lost her momentum, but then she instantly reoriented herself and slashed out with her own claws. I jumped back seconds before I would have been disemboweled, and then I darted forward and punched the creature again. Another jolt of pain shot through my fist as Val's head whipped in the opposite direction and she snarled. At least I knew I could do some damage to this thing, even if it wasn't a lot. In an instant, the were-turtle stomped its foot into the ground with a heavy thud, and a fucking shockwave erupted from the floor with a spray of broken tiles. I let out a gasp as the wave hit me like a ton of bricks, and I fell back flat on my ass, but there wasn't a second to spare, so I rolled backward and flipped away from the were-turtle. Thank bast that I did, because Val slammed her front claws into the ground and completely cratered the fucking floor, right where I had been standing. Suddenly, Leah's tongue wrapped around Val's neck from behind, and the polyworm yanked herself up onto the were-turtle's back. Val hissed as she began to shake her head back and forth in an attempt to throw Leah off, but the blonde woman clung on for dear life.
Come on, Val!
Leah shouted as she retracted her tongue and grabbed onto the were-turtle's shell.
You can control this thing! I know you can!
Yes, love,
Ada said as she swooped down but didn't land.
You need to take control of your body again.
Then Ada slashed her claws across the were-turtle's face, but she may as well have just dragged a plastic fork across a chalkboard. There was a dull thud as the succubus attack landed, but Val didn't even seem to register the blow. Instead, she looked up at Ada as if she were an annoying fly, and then Val slammed her foot into the ground hard. This time, I was able to jump up and avoid the impact of the shockwave, but that didn't seem to be the purpose for the were-turtle's attack. I landed back on the ground and watched as a huge chunk of the floor tile shot up into the air. Then Valerie snatched it in her clawed hand, spun around like an athlete throwing a shot put, and launched the debris up at Ada. The tile shattered against the succubus's back and tossed her whole body forward into the ceiling with a violent crash. Ada let out a pained yelp as she slammed into the ceiling of the showers, but then her body went limp and she began to plummet back down.
Ada!
I cried out as I ran over to catch the falling succubus. I timed my jump just right, so I snatched Ada out of the sky before she could hit the ground. When I landed, I noticed that she was still breathing and that her vitals all seemed to be in order, but the forceful impact had seemed to knock her out cold.
Carter, watch out!
Leah's voice echoed through the shower room. Sure enough, Valerie was charging me with Leah still attached to her back. Leah's tongue was wrapped tightly around the were-turtle's neck as she attempted to pull her transformed friend off course, but it was no use. Meanwhile, I could see Naomi standing over in one of the shower stalls with her head bowed low. The witch was muttering something under her breath as silver magic glowed around her hands, and I figured she was prepping another spell. At the same time, Janine's luck magic was aimed squarely at Ada, Leah, and me, which was much appreciated. Even though the redhead wasn't much of a fighter, her changeling magic had come in handy way more times than I could count. Hopefully it would come in handy this time, too. I kept Ada in my arms as I stood up on my back 2 feet and held my ground while Val continued to charge at me. Come on, I whispered to myself. Come on.
I can't move her!
Leah attempted to say, though it came out somewhat muffled due to the fact her tongue was sticking out of her mouth. That was fine. For this particular maneuver, I didn't need Val to move. I needed her to come at me with all her fucking might. I snarled at the were-turtle as I crouched down, and seconds before her jaws locked down on me, I sprang into the air and flipped over her back. My back had been up against the wall, so Valerie's head slammed through both the tile and the wood behind it with a violent crash. Leah's tongue had already been retracted from Val's neck, and she leapt away from the were-turtle and stuck to the ceiling like Spider-Man. "Here!" I commanded the polywarm. "Get Ada to safety!" The blonde woman's tongue shot down and wrapped around Ada's body horizontally. Then Leah retracted her tongue in an instant, and the succubus was pulled up to safety. Now it was just the were-turtle and me, and I had a bit of an advantage. Val was just starting to get back to her feet, but an idea flitted through my head as I looked down at her stubby turtle tail. It was time to go Super Mario 64. I let out a growl as I wrapped my paws around Val's tail, and then I tensed my muscles as I began to pull backward. My body screamed as I started to drag the massive creature, and my vision began to tunnel from the sheer exertion this was taking. Still, I wasn't going to give up. I began to hiss as I pulled the were-turtle toward me, and then I started to turn my body in a clockwise direction. As I started to gain momentum, Valerie's body rose a few inches off the ground, and I began to spin her around. The were-turtle's arms and legs flailed helplessly as I spun her around on my heels, and then I saw Naomi step out from her hiding spot.
"Over here!"
the witch called out, and her hands were glowing with an intensity I'd never seen before.
"This one should knock her out cold!"
"Alley-oop!"
I said as I let go of Val and threw her in the direction of Naomi. As the were-turtle passed through the air of the shower room, Naomi unleashed her blast of silver magic, which struck the side of Val's body, engulfed the were-turtle in its ethereal embrace, and began to hiss. Then it fizzled out and evaporated.
"What the fuck?"
Naomi asked again as we both watched Val's body slam into the ground.
"That should have worked!"
"Well, it didn't," I sighed as I tried to think of what to do next. "We have to figure out a way to either change Val back or knock her out cold."
"What do you think we've been trying to do? My magic doesn't seem to be affecting her at all."
"Then you'll have to switch it up," I explained as the were-turtle got back to her feet. "You can't use your magic on her directly, but you sure as fuck can use it on the environment around us." Valerie's eyes were now full of pure rage as she stomped toward me. Naomi used her magic to throw bits of broken tile at the were-turtle, but Val just shrugged off each one as if they were pebbles.
"The water! We can use the water from the broken shower heads! Are you crazy? She's a fucking turtle! That'll give her an advantage!"
Valerie lunged toward me, and I quickly sidestepped her deadly jaws. Then she came around with her club-like arm, and again I was able to duck down and avoid being pummeled. I slammed my fist into the were-turtle's exposed stomach, and she let out a grunt as she stumbled a few steps backward.
"Use the water!"
I said, as I used the lull in the fight to look over at Naomi. "As long as the room doesn't fill with it, we should be fi-" Before I could finish my sentence, Val's body lunged forward, but I flipped away seconds before her entire body weight piledrived me into the floor, and I countered with a kick to her head. The pain that shot through my toes when they slammed into the were-turtle's hard, leathery skin told me I had made a huge mistake. I let out a yelp of pain as I jumped back, and Val tried to catch me in her jaws just a split second too late.
"Leah, help me turn on the water and tear off all these showerheads!"
Janine called out as she pulled one of the metal showerheads off the wall with a spray of water.
"That'll give Naomi more to work with!"
"Ada's gonna be pissed!"
Leah said as she set the unconscious succubus on the ground. I dodged another swipe of Val's arms, and I looked over to see Leah use her tongue to rip another showerhead clean off the wall. Then Leah and Janine continued to run around the room tearing off showerheads as I dodged, parried, and flipped away from my opponent's attacks. I purposely wanted to keep Valerie on the offensive, mainly because I wanted to have her attention solely focused on me, and not Leah or Janine.
"That should be enough!"
Janine announced from across the room. Naomi summoned silver magic into both of her hands, and then held them out in front of her face like Moses. The red and black-haired woman grimaced as she blasted several tendrils of her spell out and onto the streams of water that sprayed from the wall, and then she began to manipulate them. "That's it," I said to myself, before I flipped over Val's body completely and looked over at Naomi. We have to get her on her back. That's the only way we'll stand a chance.
Piece of cake.
Naomi scoffed as she began to twirl her arms in a counterclockwise motion. The streams of water in the room seemed to follow suit, and soon they all began to form together into a large, floating whirlpool in the sky.
I'm gonna need you all for this one,
I commanded my friends.
Janine, get that luck magic on us. Leah, you pull from behind, okay?
Got it!
Leah called out as she ran horizontally along the walls and got into position.
Die!
Val let out a gurgled scream as she came at me with both clawed fists. I just barely avoided her left one, but I wasn't lucky enough to dodge both. There was a wet crack as Val punched me in the chest, and I roared in pain as I tumbled back across the floor. I used my momentum to flip myself back up into a crouched position, and then I dug my claws into the tile floor and dragged them along until I slowed myself to a stop. Leah's tongue shot around Val's neck, but it didn't really do much to keep her from lumbering forward again. Come on, Naomi. The swirling, silver-encapsulated water suddenly stopped spinning, and it formed into one large stream. Then it shot down toward the ground before it bent 90 degrees and rocketed toward Valerie. The powerful stream hit the were-turtle in the chest, and she let out a surprised yelp as she started to stumble backwards. Leah tightened her tongue at the exact same time, and Val wobbled a bit on her 2 feet. Still, the were-turtle stood tall. It looked like I was going to have to get in on the action, too. I bounded forward, as fast as my were-panther legs would take me, just as Valerie started to block the water with her arms and negate its effects. Once I was about 10 feet away, I jumped up into the air, twisted my body around so my lower half was facing the were-turtle, and then drop-kicked the creature as hard as I could. Pain trembled through my legs when my feet hit the walking tank, but it was worth it in the end. As I collapsed on the ground, I saw the stream hit Val once more, and this time our combined efforts were enough to knock her off her feet. The were-turtle let out a frightened snarl as she slipped, tilted back, and landed squarely on the back of her shell. Valerie's limbs flailed as she tried to right herself, but it was no use. She just sat there on her back, helpless.
Bullseye,
Naomi said with a half-smirk, as she released the water from her spell.
Man!
Whew, I whistled as I walked toward the fallen were-turtle and looked around at the broken shower room.
Ada's gonna be really pissed when she wakes up.
What will I be mad about?
The succubus asked groggily from across the room. We all looked over at Ada as she stood up from her seated position and took a few wobbly steps. Then she stepped right into the trajectory of one of the broken showers, and the succubus was met with a blast of cold water to the face. Her emerald eyes went wide as she let out a surprised gasp, darted forward, and shook her head like a dog once she was out of the water, which sent bits of the liquid splashing all over us.
Kill you all!
Val hissed from her back.
Let me up!
We can't do that, Val,
Leah said with a sad sigh.
Not until you change back into your human form.
Do you know a spell that might force her to change back?
Ada asked Naomi.
Didn't you see what happened before?
Naomi mumbled as she crossed her arms over her fish-netted chest.
My magic didn't work on the were-turtle, so it wouldn't matter even if I did know one of those spells.
That must be how Newt got past the hex,
Janine declared as she held up her index finger.
What do you mean?
Naomi asked in an annoyed tone.
Are you saying my magic isn't strong enough?
On the contrary, love,
Ada said as she wrung out her hair.
I believe she's saying Newt was immune to your hex, just like Valerie is.
How the fuck does that even happen?
I think I've read before were-turtles are naturally immune to magic and hexes,
Janine said as she squinted her eyes in thought.
How?
Naomi asked with a growl.
That should be impossible.
It's a very complicated explanation. But from what I remember, basically the thick bones of a were-turtle act like anti-magic reflectors. Like, you know how you can reflect the rays of the sun away with a mirror or a shiny object? Well, think of were-turtle bones as giant mirrors, and spells are sending rays down at them.
Which means I can't hurt Newt, either.
The witch frowned.
Fuck me gently with a chainsaw.
Well, I started. Now that we know how to defeat one of those creatures, I don't think we'll have as big of a problem trying to fight that asshole.
What do we do now?
Leah asked as she looked at her friend, who was still struggling to get back up.
Do we just sit here until she turns back?
I suppose so. I shrugged. I have no fucking clue how long that'll take, though. What even triggers a were-turtle transformation anyways?
It's like when you first discovered your powers, I believe. Whenever the reptilian brain in your head is stimulated...
You're fighting or fucking.
Exactly. Those sorts of stimuli would be the things to bring about the transformation.
I winced as I rubbed the back of my neck. That might kind of be my fault, then. Leah, Naomi, and Janine all looked at each other with confusion on their faces, but Ada's mouth was stretched wide into a knowing smirk. Finally, Naomi seemed to catch on to the succubus, and the witch let out a whistle as her dark eyes went wide.
Damn, Carter. This room really does get a lot of use, doesn't it?
What are you... No wonder she transformed.
I knew Carter's cock was powerful.
No, we didn't have sex. She kept coming on to me pretty hard, which was how I knew something was wrong. Who wants to fuck after all the crazy shit she's been through? It seemed weird. Then she started to get angry when I refused her, and I think that's what triggered the transformation.
Should've just had sex, then.
The succubus snorted.
No, Carter made the right choice.
Janine interjected.
If getting angry was enough for her to transform, she definitely would have if Carter caved into her demands. And transforming into a were-turtle mid-coitus would not have been ideal, I'd say, for either party involved.
I second that. I said with a wince. But at least I knew now I had made the right decision. Val definitely wasn't acting like herself, and I was glad I hadn't taken advantage of her, no matter how much she'd begged. Val continued to hiss, snarl, and growl as she attempted to get back up, and all I could do was stand there and watch her struggles with a sigh. We had to find a way to get her transformations under control. If we didn't, then one of us was going to end up getting hurt. And knowing how things tended to go, that person was going to be me. We had to help Val, and more importantly, we needed to make that fucker Newt pay.